What's that, you ask? What are the additional stories that I have out of Florida? Well, all right. Let me see if I can get around to it. It won't be the first one, but it'll be the second one. All right, the first one we do comes to us from a Hallmark store in Philadelphia. Last week, a man walked into a Hallmark store in Philadelphia and handed the cashier a custom greeting card. Well, it's different. The greeting card said, quote, "Give me all your money or I will kill you."
Oh, that's nice.
Unfortunately for him, the Hallmark employees know that the words inside the greeting card are usually hollow. So the employee did not hand over the cash. She grabbed another employee to check out the death threat. The suspect ran off without the card or any money.
Sorry, this didn't rhyme, and it isn't sappy enough. I'm not believing you.
Roses are red, and violets are blue. This is a stick-up. I am is robbing you. Let's see here. On Wednesday, a 28-year-old paraplegic man by the name of Shamal Batiste went into a car dealership in Ocala, Florida, in his wheelchair. He asked a salesman if they would help him into a white 2009 Pontiac G6, just so he could kind of see how it felt. You know, get a feel for how the car is. The salesman obliged.
Did his legs suddenly begin working?
Nope. However, once the man got inside, he locked the doors, started the engine, pulled out a folding cane, and used it to hit the gas and drove away. The dealership called the cops, who caught the man after a brief chase. He's now facing potential Grand Theft Auto charges, and not the video game either. Now for the good news, the story of the day. Tuesday morning, a man with a traumatic brain injury showed up at a hospital in Birmingham, Alabama. And we know they had all the snow and the ice and the,
yep.
You know.
Sure.
The only available brain surgeon was 61-year-old Zinko Hirinki. And he was at a different hospital 6 miles away. Hirinko is his name. Okay. So Zinko got in his car and tried to drive over, but that massive snowstorm locked up traffic, and he only made it a few blocks. Meanwhile, hospital staff were scrambling to keep this guy alive. They were having trouble getting through to Zinko's cell because his reception was cutting in and out. When they finally did get through, he told a nurse, "I'm walking." He abandoned his car and hoofed it. A nurse called the cops so that they could give him a ride, but they couldn't find him. After a couple of hours passed, the hospital staff started worrying he wouldn't show. This guy's hardcore, man. He walked 6 miles through the snowstorm, showed up at the hospital, and scrubbed up for surgery. According to one of the nurses, the patient would have died if he had not shown up. Surgery was a success. The patient is recovering. Dude, how hardcore is that? That is truly awesome. Now, the only thing that I thought of, though, is how tired was this guy after walking 6 miles? It's like, did he have the shakes when he was doing the brain surgery? Gosh, I hope not.
He's still the best guy for the job, right?
You betcha.
Right. Oh, goody.
Did I just say
it's
you
my
betcha?
Favorite part of the show?
You're becoming a Wisconsinite. He said you betcha.
Oh,
next
don't you
know. It's going to be a bubbler. Go get something from the bubbler set.
Well, here, let me get you some of these jokes right away.
Drink some pop, will
you? Don't you know? All right, as we know, Sunday is Super Bowl 48. The temperatures will be in the 30s. In fact, it's so cold.
How cold is it?
Richard Sherman will not be able to have a meltdown. Now, Fox will be following the Super Bowl with a new episode of New Girl, which I think makes as much sense as following the BET Awards with Downton Abbey.
You know who's gonna be appearing in this episode of New Girl?
No.
Prince.
That's rare.
He's a big fan, apparently.
Wow. John Fox is the coach of the Denver Broncos.
Yes, he is.
And the game is on Fox.
Yes,
so
it
you
is.
Know what that means. That's right, nothing. Budweiser's
what
new
does the Fox say?
Budweiser's new Super Bowl ad features an adorable puppy that forms a strong, loving bond with a Clydesdale. See? I'm telling you right now, I knew this was going to happen if they legalized gay marriage. I'm telling you.
Brother.
Next year's ad is just going to have a guy in a Budweiser shirt tugging on the string connected to a human heart. A photo has surfaced of Harry Styles peeing in Sir Mix-a-Lot's bushes.
Really?
Yes. I mean, now it wouldn't be so bad if the bushes didn't also double as Sir Mix-a-Lot's house, but... Cher called in to Andy Cohen's Bravo show to announce that she's going to be touring with Cyndi Lauper. The news was greeted with raucous applause from Cohen's audience, massive enthusiasm from Cher's fan, and apathetic shrugs from straight dudes everywhere.
Hey, you've watched Andy Cohen's show, haven't you?
Nope. Over 100,000 people have signed a petition. Actually, it's well over 200,000 now, to have President Obama deport Justin Bieber back to Canada. That's pretty much the only way Obama's going to be popular again, so good luck with that. Justin Bieber was under the influence of alcohol, pot, Xanax, according to a Miami Beach police arrest records. In fact, the only thing he wasn't under the influence of was decent parents.
How could he be under the influence of pot and Xanax and still be awake to drive 150 miles an hour?
Because he's been doing it for a while. Oh, by the way, happy Chinese New Year.
It is the year of the what?
It's the year of the horse. So please remember to stop writing year of the snake on your checks.
Okay.
A new study is finding that certain people enjoy it when others are in pain. These people are called fans of our show. I knew you'd like that one.
The new writers are working out fabulous.
Yes, they are.
They're...
A female...
Feed one of them, will you?
A female McDonald's employee in Pittsburgh was arrested for selling heroin in a Happy Meal. Police caught on when they noticed people were eating the McDonald's Happy Meals three times a day and getting thinner. By the way, the toy was a spoon and a lighter. Sunday is Groundhog Day.
Oh, God.
It's Groundhog Day.
Again?
And Super Bowl Day.
Yes. I mean, come on. What more could you want? Sunday is Groundhog Day. Groundhog Day, of course, is a tradition brought over by German settlers. Americans later returned the favor by giving Germany a furry creature called David Hasselhoff.
Well, at least it's on a Sunday this year. We won't have to mess with it on the show like we do every other year.
That, of course, concludes a quick look at the news. Please use all the information contained for good and not for evil.
I find the older I get, the less and less patient I become. I think one of these days I'm going to snap at the bank and kill somebody. Because I always pick the wrong line at the bank. You like me, you try to pick which line you're going to get in based on what people look like in each line. All right, let's see. We got an old lady with a bag of change. That. We got an old guy talking to himself. Wow, we got a tie. Doesn't matter, I always pick the wrong line. I always get stuck behind the person attempting a transaction that's never been performed before. I'd like to change the name of the ship on my checks. People who weren't even born when you got in line are now at the head of the other line. Paying off their student loans. You just want to grab them by the hair and go, what in the f*** are you doing that is taking so long? I've grown a beard since I've been in line behind you. If you don't put some pepper in your step, I am going to rob this place and kill you. Because chances are pretty good I'd be paroled before I stop looking at the back of your fat head. You're going to let me go. Oh, thank you very much. Like $100 in Buffalo nickels.
Sean Hannity, today at 2 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.